Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9, 2012. I've been catching up on a couple of TV shows that recently came back on to Netflix, or rather the latest season, I think, just came onto Netflix, Eureka and Warehouse 13. I finished up last half of season 4 of Eureka, and I've been catching up lately on the third season of Warehouse 13. These are kind of quirky but fun sci-fi genre shows, or I guess Warehouse 13 is more of it's weird, it's not exactly fantasy, more like a steampunk, I guess, if you take out the steam. If you haven't watched it, I'm pretty sure you would have heard of it one way or another. Eureka is about the town that geniuses build wonderful things in, so cutting edge of science taken to the nth degree. Warehouse 13 is a collection of antique artifacts that have magical properties. But the thing I find interesting about Warehouse 13, I guess, is more that the writers get very involved, I guess, with researching the history of some obscure historical figure or historical event, and then find some way to bottle it and put it into an artifact and then make a show around it. A lot of, would be a lot more interesting if I went back into Wikipedia and researched some of these historical events that they reference. I got this feeling there's a lot more to it than what shows up on the screen. I haven't gone that far yet, but the way that they've written it kind of leaves it, I guess, up to the reader to follow up, or the viewer to follow up. Should be some interesting surprises once I do follow up on some of those interesting little knickknacks. But then they both have an overarching story, villain, kind of the umbrella story that carries the plot through the season, while they intersperse those weekly shows with the gadget of the week, or the, not exactly monster of the week, but those artifacts more often than not turn out to be kind of deadly monsters, I guess. Anyway, what else have I been doing? Oh yeah, today I was driving around with a bunch of friends, and yeah, I play podcasts in the car all the time. I don't listen to the radio, and I play it back at double speed. And my friends, this is the first time I think they've ever seen me play it back at double speed, and they have, I don't know, they found it really weird, that I guess, but I don't know, how many of you guys play back your podcast at double speed, or something faster than 1:1? For some reason, every time someone finds out about it, they always think I'm listening to some kind of foreign language, and at least for a little while. And then they finally catch on that it's actually English. It's just that they actually have to concentrate to follow the conversation. I don't know if that's unusual, or is it just me? Unusual that people are surprised by it, that is. I mean, I just take it for granted because so many of my online friends listen to podcasts, and it is a fairly common thing to play it back at double speed just so you can catch up on your backlog that much faster. But other people, they don't quite understand why someone would want to do this. I'm not sure if it's just a geeky thing or not. Pretty sure it must happen to everybody else. Anyway, what have you guys been up to? I'll talk to you tomorrow.